Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. Much more than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break 18. And as you can tell, Tom Waits has attacked my body, and this is how I sound for the day, but I hope you guys all had a good Memorial Day weekend, extra day off for a lot of you guys.
What are you talking about? Tom Waits attacked your body.
Well, maybe you can't tell because we're on a Skype connection, but my voice is like, hey guys. No, he didn't really attack me. Tom Waits and I have a beef that you guys maybe don't know about. No, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
I wish I did. I wish I had a beef with anybody really like Tom Waits. That would be a cool story, but I mean, people hate me. But not like anyone cool.
Well, that you know of.
Yeah, I mean, if you do hate me and you're listening, number one, are you just trying to like drive yourself crazy? Number two, let me know because I'm up for a good feud.
Yeah. What if it's like a famous member of the Hatfields?
Yeah, or like the Mort. Dang it! I almost had a fun name. Who drew Beetle Bailey?
What?
I don't know. For some reason, it made me think of when you said Hatfields, then it made me go to Heathcliff. I don't know why. And then to Beetle Bailey, which was Mort Walker, which I almost said, and then I messed it up. So I'm not in a fight with Mort Walker. He's like 90 years old. It seems to be a pleasant gentleman. How are you doing, Bart?
I'm doing great, Logan.
Jim Davis coming out to fight you?
Yeah, Jim. I think he's dead.
No.
Oh.
I believe so. From
is Jim Davis dead?
I think so.
All right.
Which Jim Davis are you referring to?
The Garfield Jim Davis.
Yeah. No, he's totally alive.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure. Because maybe you guys know. I ran like the original Laugh-O-Gram newspaper, and we had to get permission. Like, we only lasted like a year, not even. But during that time, we had to get permission to run Garfield. We had to do that through Jim Davis and his assistant, who I'm friendly with. He's a nice guy who does a comic strip called Intelligent Life that we also ran.
I wonder why I thought he was dead. That's so weird.
Jim Davis, the actor's dead. Maybe you're thinking of him.
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I. Well, let's find out. He was in Dallas.
He did just get married in 2000, Jim Davis.
The cartoonist?
Yes.
The cartoonist.
Wow.
Garfield Jim Davis.
To Jill Davis. To Jill and Jim.
Jim and Jill Davis. He looks like a real man, too, when you look at him.
Who, the cartoonist?
Yes.
Or the actor?
The cartoonist. He's the tough-looking
Garfield.
Garfield.
Garfield looks like a real man.
He does. You guys like those Garfield movies?
Do you think that Jim Davis really likes lasagna?
I mean, who doesn't like lasagna?
Personally, I don't really like lasagna.
I don't like lasagna. I don't like traditional lasagna. I don't like ricotta cheese.
Like at all.
Dry and weird. No.
I don't like noodles. I don't know those aren't traditional noodles, but I don't like noodles.
So you don't eat fish. You don't like noodles. So we're limiting. Right. This is why you go to theme parks so much, because food is like made for you.
Well, no, I mean, I can usually find something at any restaurant that I go to. But if it has, like, if I order a chicken marsala at an Italian restaurant, I will ask them to put it on mashed potatoes or put roasted potatoes on the side rather than put it on noodles.
I mean, it's better for you. So, well, that's a positive.
I don't know how much better potatoes are than noodles.
Still pretty bad. Yeah, vegetables.
Kind of the same
thing.
Why don't
you say vegetables? Put them on vegetables.
Because I don't really like, I don't want to have vegetables. I don't seek out
because you're not doing it for health, you're doing it for your own flavor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was wrong. I was under the impression everyone loves lasagna, but I found out I'm one of three, only one of the three of us that enjoys a nice lasagna. So
yeah.
That's weird. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to call that out there. If you guys also have an aversion to lasagna, let me know, because maybe I've been living my life thinking everyone loves lasagna, and I'm like one of the few people who occasionally still likes to enjoy it. I mean, not like I order it every time, but
we're going
to
have a
pan.
I probably could.
Have a special non-lasagna night, like an anti-lasagna night on the cruise.
Well, you're jerks. One of my favorite.
Right, no. You can go to the other bar.
Oh, yeah. There's like 20 other restaurants, so it's fine. You find me at the hibachi. I don't know why. There's certain things about the cruise that I just look forward to doing on the ocean. You know, like, it's like, this is crazy. Stuff that I would never, stuff I would do in my regular life, but not as much as being like, I'm doing this on a boat. This is crazy.
Do you think they have to have special bowling balls to go bowling on a cruise ship? Or do you think it's just smooth enough that it's okay?
You're probably okay. I think that it's just, I don't think you could hold a bowling tournament legally. Like, I don't think the PBA would say this is approved, because, I mean, one move and you could have a strike and you were headed for the gutter. But no, it's probably
smooth. Maybe we could start our own pirate bowling league out there.
Ooh, I like that. Let's make that a shirt. Pirate bowlers.
Yeah. Bowling league.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure we'll get that tweeted to us. No, one of my favorite dishes, though, which I don't know if you guys have had, probably not because you hate lasagna, is a pastizio. You know what that is?
No.
It's like Greek lasagna. So it's like ground beef with
spinach and feta.
No. It's pasta, like noodles, like circular noodles. My wife makes it. It's amazing. And then it's on top of it is it like Vegemel sauce or something like that? Oh, it is. It's top notch. It's the greatest thing I've ever. My favorite one they used to have in Orlando, but then my favorite Greek restaurant ever closed down in Orlando, but my wife makes better ones, so it's okay. But y'all should have. I'm sure there's some people out there. They actually weirdly serve it. God, I sound horrible. They weirdly serve it at Skipper Canteen, but without like the red sauce.
Oh.
And it's not as good. Like, it needs a little bit of something else. But so, you can have it there, but you won't because you don't like that kind of food.
I have a question for you, Bart.
Yes.
You said you don't like ricotta cheese.
Correct.
Do you like feta cheese?
I do not like feta cheese either.
Is that a goat thing?
I'm not against goats. I just don't like dry cheese.
Oh.
Like that. So well, that's like, not even, that's even, it's like chalky to me. They're both like chalky.
Are they both now, made from goat's milk?
Are they? I don't know. But I will tell you this, that my grandmother used to make lasagna, and where it called for the ricotta, she would use my favorite cottage cheese, and it was delicious. So I do like lasagna under certain circumstances.
Cottage cheese lasagna. Listen, God, that's just...
Well, when you cook it, it's kind of the same.
Doesn't sound the same. That doesn't sound the same at all.
All right, well, it's delicious.
Oh, apparently ricotta can be made from... sheep, cow, goat, or the Italian water buffalo?
Well, no. There's one I prefer in that list.
Yeah, I don't know which one. I think it's goat, but I'm not really sure. I don't know how to tell which one I'm getting when I buy it.
If someone can make me a lasagna with Italian water buffalo cheese, I will give it a shot. Just to say I did it.
Okay.
All right, so let's do that.
I'm going to ask you
lasagna on the high seas.
As long as we're talking about this, what's the difference between a buffalo and a bison?
Domestication.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, one is mixed with cows. Like, which one is it? The buffalo? Or no, the bison is a wild animal. And then, which one is it? It's a bison.
That would make more sense.
Is a mix between a cow and a buffalo.
Okay, so the buffalo is wild. Bison is something we created.
Right.
Gotcha.
It's a beefalo.
A beefalo, right.
I think. If you can eat Italian water buffalo?
I don't see why not. You know what it's... It sounds like we're doing the Flintstones chant, right?
The water buffalo.
I just can't wait till like some scientist that listens to this is or like animal person's come back to us and be like, guys, there's no such thing as a beefalo. This is... you've been lied to your whole life.
Well, I mean,
I just searched beefalo, by the way, and that pops up on Wikipedia. Beefalo.
Oh, apparently a bison and a buffalo is the same thing.
Yeah.
I was totally wrong.
That's what I thought. You're thinking of a beefalo.
I am thinking of a beefalo.
Beefalo.
Sounds.
I don't know what a beefalo is. Beefalo is offspring of domestic cattle using a male bison. I think it's just lean bison. It's a hybrid. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have enough time to look into the beefalo. But I don't know. If you were to combine two other animals to eat, what would you want to eat?
That's a good question now.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I feel like we have done that. Like everything that can be, unless we're trying to get out of like, you're going to get like a bird and a cow, which would never happen. I don't know. Now you got me thinking of textures of meats too, which is very strange to think about. Because you know how like beef has a different texture than chicken?
Yes, I do.
So would you want to eat beef if it had the texture of chicken?
Probably.
Yeah. No. I haven't tasted like beef. No. I don't know.
No. No. There's no way. It would taste so gross because you would order it. You would order a rare beef chicken and it would come out.
Well, you can't order rare
with
chicken.
Gross so texture. Well, yeah, but it's got the flavor of beef, right?
It's actually beef, but in the consistency of chicken.
Right. Well, I guess that would be okay because that's like a you just cook it like a pot roast at that point.
There you go. Hmm. I don't know. So beef and chicken.
Well, this has already been done. We did it. Pot roast.
Ta-da. Well, I can't think of any good hybrid animals I'd like to eat.
Well, I think if you just could combine a cow and a pig so that you already had your beef and pork mixed, you'd have perfect meatballs.
They come pre-patted at your local Publix, so they could just become fully prepared.
Just one animal, what would you call a cow and a
cow.
Pig mixed together?
A pacow.
A pacow. Or a pow, just a pow.
Pow. A pow.
Pow.
I like pow.
Yeah.
It packs a punch. The pow.
Yeah.
Or a, I want pow
or
milk.
Or a kig. Pow's milk. Mmm.
Oh. All the favorite flavors of a grass-fed cow and whatever a pig eats.
Whatever a pig eats.
Like we're trying to come up with the least kosher food possible. Let's come up with pig's milk.
Well, it would depend on whose hoof, which hooves it got, right?
Oh, yeah. As to whether or not
hoof,
it was kosher.
Yeah.
I'd
have some rabbis that would probably argue it.
I've solved two problems here today.
Right?
We just made kosher
pigs.
Why are we not? Right. Why are we not scientists?
Where's our Nobel Prize?
A pig and elephant DNA cannot splice.
Pig and elephant?
That's a South Park reference from like 1997.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm talking about like season one.
That's an old, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Chef even singing.
Yeah. Pig and elephant.
Pig and elephant DNA just won't splice. Hello, children.
Yeah.
I'm not cultured enough.
I don't know if I'm cultured either. The fact that I was watching South Park when I was like 12. Simpsons, I'm sure, still beats it, but it's been on for now quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And every time someone makes a South Park reference, I kind of cringe, like, dude, still? Like, they did that in wrestling the other night. Someone made an Eric Cartman reference, and I was like, And then I just did it. So I'm sure there's a bunch of old men watching it, which that's why my voice is shot, because of wrestling, by the way.
I keep hearing it gets better every season. Like, it keeps coming back. Like, they think it's dying, and then they say, oh, my God, it's really funny again. So
yeah,
maybe we're missing out.
Great documentary. I may have said it before on here.
Six Days to Air.
Yeah. Oh, I just love it.
So good.
If you want to watch that. It used to be on Netflix. I don't think it's still there. It may be. And it's just basically how they make a season of South Park and really how they make an episode of South Park.
One episode.
Yeah. And it is
it's
crazy.
It's really just like a full-length documentary of, what's his name, Matt Stone and Trey Parker just stressing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yes. You feel for them a lot. And you're like, well, I see why you can't do this every week. You would lose your mind.
Yeah.
Because I remember like in the 90s, like my mind being blown when I think it was the Elian Gonzalez thing happened. And then like the next day or like maybe three days later, it was on South Park. Like they had the cut scene with him in the closet. And I was like, that is crazy. Did I get it right? Was that Elian? Yes, that was Elian.
Yeah,
part of me thought that I was talking about Danny Danny Almonte, whatever his name was, that was the
The Balloon Boy?
No, no, not the Balloon Boy. Remember the World Series? It happened in 2001. The World Series of whatever kids baseball. I'm losing my mind here. World Series, and it was like a 15-year-old, he was like 17. He was pretending to be 13.
That's awesome.
You remember this? And he was playing Apopka.
Yeah.
And one of my friend's like little brothers was on the Apopka team, and Apopka went to the World Series versus him, versus Danny Almonte, and that was like the hot news in 2001, and it was the hot news in Florida. I remember just being crazy, and they were like calling him out because it was nuts. I wonder what ever happened to Danny Almonte. We should get him on the show. BLGD. I'm looking him up. He's currently 30 years old, so he was like 16. In 2001.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yep. Good for you, Almonte. Say what he's currently doing.
You guys know what I get to do tomorrow, though?
Well, yes.
Outer space.
Just because you shared it with us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Well, I shared it with you guys, but I didn't share it with everybody.
No, I know. But
go out ahead. And watch a launch out at NASA. Well, that happens on Thursday, but I got like a special tour on Wednesday, which is exciting. It's from the NASA social department where you had to like enter into a contest.
Oh yeah.
And I won, and now I get to go out and visit NASA. See all kinds of stuff not normal people, sorry. like the average guest doesn't get to see.
Yeah, one of my buddies did it because he's on another podcast, and he went last year and said it was unbelievable. They had a blast.
I can't wait.
So look forward to that, man. I can't wait to hear what it's like. That's something you could do if you're going to the cruise. You could, because it leaves out of Cape Canaveral, pop in for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Just pop in and
definitely
see it. Especially like the UK people are coming. But that's awesome. So it's a couple days, right? You'll be out there?
Yeah. Yeah, 2 days. Tomorrow I'm not out there for very long. I'm only out there until 3.
Okay.
And then on Thursday I'm out there all day long until the rocket launch, and then I get to go home.
Yep. None of us are sitting here jealous of you right now. We're not jealous at all. As we sit in our offices.
Well, but here's the thing, and I don't understand why this is the situation, but I'm not allowed to wear shorts. Like, it's a rule that when I go, I have to wear long pants, closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, I was about to say that, yeah.
And, like, at least short sleeves.
Probably.
I don't have to wear, like, a collared shirt, or it's not like a dress code, but it is a dress code.
I wonder if it's something to do with how close you'll be to stuff that could like burn you or could throw stuff off on you.
Oh, I hope so.
That's what I would honestly probably assume. Like, that's what we do. Like, when you make a movie, a lot of times the rules are, which we never really stick to it, but in film school, I remember learning, was like closed toed shoes and pants because of how much, like, you're near a light, you know, it could burn you.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times you wear big gloves and that kind of thing. I wonder if it's something like that because you're so close and they've had, sadly, issues, especially even with some of these rockets, even the unmanned stuff that's happened recently. They're like, well, you don't want your... But they didn't say long sleeves.
Yeah, no long sleeves. Just long pants, closed-toed shoes.
Just want to make you like 50% miserable.
Yeah. It's really fun, though, because hopefully that means that I get to tour the VAV, because one time I went and that was the rule, and people were allowed to wear shorts until they got to the VAB, the Vehicle Assembly Building. And if you didn't have like long pants, they gave you a bunny suit, which is like those Tyvek suits that the clean suits that you have to wear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was way cool. I if that happens, I'm gonna ask to wear one, even though I have on long pants.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in a bunny suit then.
Oh man, Bart, I love it.
You hear the birds?
yeah,
fantastic.
It's beautiful again. Yeah. They made you do that at holy sites, too, in Israel. Like, there are some holy sites, and they'll give you, like, a skirt or a dress to cover your legs. So maybe they treat NASA like the holy sites.
No.
Because it's now kind of dormant, sadly, and just sort of you just go there and look at it. But you're seeing a rocket launch. So that's nice.
Well, I wonder if that's the case. Like, could I wear a long dress? That seems a little bit more breezy than long pants.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just Ray Jins. Let me show you. Probably have a kilt.
I don't have a kilt.
We can get you a kilt. Only you can Amazon now use a kilt.
Do they have long kilts? Like, they go down to your ankles?
I mean, you could get a real big one, big and tall kilt. I mean, you're a tall man.
A kilt for a giant.
That's a problem. Like a regular kilt on you is going to be like a miniskirt.
Oh, dear.
So that'll be on the cruise, too. Tim in a miniskirt kilt.
Yeah. Tim in a miniskirt.
He's working at a...
Not eating lasagna and bowling.
Oh, that's a mix.
Well, we only got 3 days. I got to get it all in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start combining events as quick as possible.
They did move our time from where we're going to record to a little bit later in the evening so people have more time out on the excursions. And that's because so many people have booked. So they were able to kind of push us back a little bit, which is going to be nice. Wow. You'll have a little bit more time during the day to explore.
Nice.
And then you'll come and you'll sit down and you'll hear us do this jibber jabber for a couple people booked this weekend. So I want to say thank you. Thanks to Tony for working on a holiday weekend. Did you guys do anything cool? Did you rent another slide? Anything good?
No. I totally actually forgot that it was a holiday weekend.
Yeah, that happens when you're... Never mind.
Yeah. So I was at the theme parks all weekend long, like a smart person.
Yeah, on a holiday weekend.
Yeah, I was so busy.
Yeah. I was at... I tried to go to Ruby Falls up in Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, and there was a three-hour wait to get into Ruby Falls. So I just went up the mountain another mile and went to Rock City, which didn't have a wait.
Wow.
Which, because the Rock City isn't based on, they don't do tours. You just walk through.
A three-hour wait?
To get into Ruby Falls, yep. That's how busy it was this weekend in Chattanooga, Lookout Mountain, that area.
What's so special about Ruby Falls?
Well, Ruby Falls is a, I'm going to hopefully go in a couple weeks with my son. It's caves, big giant caves you go through inside with waterfalls inside of them.
Okay.
So they have to take
you
on a tour.
I've seen something like this before.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. And then Rock City, you've probably seen the Sea Rock City things, is like nature paths you kind of walk through of these amazing rock formations. And they do a thing called the Fat Man Squeeze where everyone has to you'd like maneuver your way through it. It seems like an attraction that should have been lost in time and maybe not legal anymore. Because I did think a couple of times, you could get stuck in here and there's no staff. I mean, there's staff in the parts where there's the store and where you could just sort of hang out and eat food and do that. But in the actual, unless there's hidden areas I don't see, it's pretty classy. It's been around forever though. So I spent some time up in Chattanooga, which was a fun weekend.
Is there actually anybody living in Rock City? Like in Rocks?
There's no one living in Rock City. Because Rock City is like the attraction, like Disneyland, New York Rock City. They do have fictional characters that live in them, which are what are they? They're little gnomes that live throughout Rock City.
Oh.
But no one actually lives there. But the city is Lookout Mountain, and there's a ton of people that live up on the mountain. And they have a little village with a Starbucks now. It's all cool and trendier. When I used to go there, there'd be nothing there. Now it's all nice. It's got stores and it's pretty cool. Next time you're in Tennessee, take a look.
I will. I will see Rock City.
See Rock City. Go wait in line for Ruby Falls or don't like I did. Then head down the mountain to Chattanooga. You can go to the aquarium, go to the Kids Discovery Center. I went to WWE as I do. And that was my weekend. What about you, Bart?
I fled a fire.
Oh,
that was exciting.
Why don't you tell that story?
On Sunday night. So we had a birthday party for my daughter on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's how old now? Five?
Five. Okay, this is the youngest.
So her and Riker are pretty close. They're 6 months apart. That's crazy.
And it was shortly after 9 o'clock and everybody had left. My wife was upstairs getting the kids ready for bed and I was sitting downstairs watching TV, as I do. And so the way our house is laid out, I was sitting in my chair staring at the TV, and there's two windows to the right of me. And out of the one closest to the edge of the house, I suddenly saw orange. But this house, picture four houses and all their yards meet in a corner. So there's my house and the house directly behind me, and then the house next to them, to the right of them as I'm looking at. They have parties all the time. It's a young couple and they always have bonfires and they grill and they this guy smokes his own meat because they're in their 20s and have no kids, so you can afford to do things like smoking your own meat and things.
Yep.
So I see fire and I'm like, well, that happens all the time. And then my mind was like, that's an awful lot of fire. And so I jump up and I pull open the patio door and I stick my head out and I hear him and his buddies screaming. And his buddy's like, it's gone. And I realized that their shed is on fire.
Uh-oh.
And not only is their shed on fire, but the tree above it, which also hangs over the house behind me and my backyard and my fence, is on fire. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I'm like, and let me preface this by saying, I don't think there was ever any real imminent danger of the fire reaching my house.
But still.
But it could have easily hit my fence and who knows what else. So I go back in the house and I call my wife from downstairs. And I'm like, can you come down here quickly but calmly? Because I didn't want to freak the kids out. So she comes down and we go and we look. And for a minute, it looked like the fire died down. And I realize my neighbor directly to the right of me, whose yard backs up to this house, is standing in his backyard with his garden hose spraying the shed. And I hear him say to the guy, you don't have any gas cans in there, do you? And the guy thinks for a second and goes, oh, expletive, I do. And my lawnmower is full of gas, and it's in there.
Great.
So my wife, like, before I even turn around, I hear my wife going, kids, we're going for a car ride.
Going up to the Dairy Queen.
We literally, at 9:30 at night, we bring the kids out in their pajamas. We march them down in their pajamas. And my son's like, why are we, what? And he's like demanding to know. So we load up in the minivan and pull out. And at this point, we're trying to like be cool about it. And then you can see suddenly flames over our house. That's how big this fire got. Like, the shed is gone. I mean, it's completely gone. And then all of a sudden, every fire truck in literally, this is not an exaggeration, fire trucks from five different towns came. But so we took the kid, and then they realized what was going on, and they started, as we guessed, the kids started full on freaking out. So, like, I was going to stay. Like, my wife got in the car. I'm like, I'm just going to stay here and make sure everything's okay. And my dad's like, no, Dad. And my son's like, no, Dad, you're coming. I'm like, okay. So I just grab my flip-flops and jump in the van, and we go to my in-laws who live like 5 minutes away. And it took, I think, about 10 or 15 minutes. The fire department had it out. But so my wife and I went back home. The kids stayed at their grandparents, spent the night because they were a little freaked out by the whole idea of it. So, and yeah, I went out yesterday morning to inspect, and it's like there's one wall of his shed standing. The rest of it's just charred. The tree is completely burnt on one side, and their fence is completely burnt. So it's a little creepy. I mean, like I said, I knew that I was pretty sure our house was okay because there was no wind, thank God. And unlike Florida, we've gotten a lot of rain recently, so the ground's pretty wet. But it's still a little spooky when you see that much fire, like, within a few feet of your property. So
wait, did you ever figure out why it lit on fire?
So I went and talked. Yesterday morning he was out, and I just walked over to the corner. We've never actually informally met. And I was like, hey, man, you guys okay? And he's like, yeah, we're fine. He's like, it's just kind of embarrassing. And I'm like, you know, it could happen to anybody. So I'm like, so what happened? And he got kind of like, I don't want to say coy, but it seemed like he wasn't being as forthcoming as he might have been.
Meth.
So he's like, well, it wasn't fireworks. I'm like, okay. Because we had
the very
fireworks.
First thing out of his mouth. It wasn't fireworks. I promise.
But he did say something about, you know, I'd been grilling and I was using charcoal, and he didn't finish the sentence. And he goes, but the coals were out. I touched one with my hand. The coals were out, I swear. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I think he actually put a grill with charcoal that he just used inside the shed.
Oh.
Is my theory. Because why would he volunteer that information?
So. If the insurance adjuster's listening, hopefully you heard that.
Yeah. Well,
it was not fireworks.
It wasn't fireworks.
Not fireworks. It may have just been an extremely
colorful fire.
It's only like the time people start using fireworks perfectly.
Yeah. Somebody had been. Like, that's the thing. Like 5 minutes before I saw the fire, I heard a boom of like an M80 or something. But he said it wasn't, and it was. I think it was farther away than their house, but still, it was like, okay.
Or maybe it was inside a house.
Yeah.
Sounded like it was. That wasn't no bottle rocket.
Inside of a shed.
Well, hey,
yeah, I don't know. It sounded like it was inside a shed. It was so weird.
Well, hey, at least the slight win is you got a night to yourself.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. You got to count your victories, which was
right.
Kids slept at the grandma's house, and you got to chill.
That's right.
So.
I did. I got a little alone time even in the morning yesterday. That was nice. Yeah.
Caught up
some
on
writing.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate some of your writing. It's very good. You're helping me out.
So I actually watched a little Tim Tracker as I was writing for some inspiration.
Who's that?
Oh, this guy does these videos.
So he sounds like a jerk.
I think John Boehner is a fan of him.
He did.
I still don't understand what this is about. Why John Boehner?
John Boehner, not to derail this totally, follows me on Twitter for no reason. And I don't know why. Like, yes, there are things that would lead you to believe of why former Speaker of the House John Boehner follows me. However, he doesn't follow anyone else connected to the world that I would think that's why. So my theory is that John Boehner is a Tim Tracker fan. So I'm just,
but he doesn't follow me.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's too nervous.
Oh.
Well, or, maybe. Yeah. So
John Boehner.
Maybe he's a scare zone listener.
I will not judge you for listening to me.
Yeah.
Watching me.
We have had some random people like the Keys guy from Under Oath. I found out is a big scare zone listener, which made me like connected with my inner emo kid that was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And we've been going back and forth on Twitter. So maybe he's just a sad, not sad. Maybe he's just a scare zone listener. Maybe he's coming on the cruise with us. He loves to party.
That would be interesting. Very, very interesting turn of events.
Who's that on the audience?
In our non-lasagna former bowling pirate house, night.
John Boehner.
Maybe he just is a fan of lasagna and he knows that you're a fan of lasagna.
Maybe he just loves people that tweet about wrestling a lot.
Maybe he's just really confused as to how to use Twitter, and he thought that you were somebody else.
Probably. That's more likely the case.
Most likely follow.
Yeah, because he has like 3 million people that follow him or something, or a million people, and he follows like 8,000, which is a lot. But it's not like an absurd amount. It's not like when I clicked, oh, Melissa Joan Hart follows me? Yeah, well, she also follows 300,000 other people. Like everyone you know. He has a select group of people. It's kind of odd. I don't know. I just imagine John Boehner listening to this right now being like, they're talking about me. I did fall down a rabbit hole of something that now I want to make a documentary on. And if you guys steal this idea who's listening, I'm sad because let's work together on this. So there's a guy named Bob Joyce. Maybe you guys know this. He's a pastor in Arkansas. Any idea what I'm talking about?
Okay. No.
No.
There are lots of theories that he is Elvis.
Oh.
And that Elvis was put in witness protection and is now a pastor in Arkansas who's his son, Bob Joyce's son, is an Elvis impersonator at this point, which they're saying is actually Elvis's biological son. And also that the whole theory is also that Elvis's twin brother lived. A lot of people know the story. Elvis had a twin brother who sadly passed away at childbirth.
Jesse.
So their theory is that Jesse's still alive. I don't buy into that part. That's a little too far-fetched for me, like they hid a child. Yeah. But this guy, Pastor Bob Joyce in Benton, Arkansas, and I'm sending a guy there this weekend maybe, could be Elvis.
It's definitely not Elvis.
I disagree, sir.
Elvis is dead. He may not have died when everybody thinks that he did, but he's dead.
Why? He would only be in his like mid-80s.
No, I mean, I think that he was sick and didn't want to go out as somebody that died being sick. He wanted to go out as a rock star. So he left town. And buried somebody else.
Okay, so your theory is that that wasn't Elvis who died.
Right.
Okay, so you've already started to believe 50% of this, that Elvis left town.
Yeah.
So the question is, did he, with Elvis's working for the government, did he end up instead, through witness protection, was relocated to Arkansas, became a pastor? The guy sounds a lot like
Elvis wouldn't live in Arkansas. After his life, he would still be in Hawaii.
I don't know. I mean, it's only a couple hours from Memphis. The man, he lived Tupelo.
We know that he went to Hawaii.
Well, okay, yes, he went to Hawaii. Yes. Aloha.
No, the day that he died, there was so Elvis used this pseudonym every time that he was checking into a hotel or flying somewhere so that people weren't like, oh, Elvis Presley's in this hotel. Elvis Presley's on this flight. That pseudonym had a flight booked to Hawaii the day that Elvis died, and that ticket was redeemed.
I didn't know that. Now I have some weird, like, I know Elvis's stepbrother. I used to, and like they all definitely claim that he did pass away. Like they were all there. They saw what happened. But Bob Joyce has given me hope. And I want I want to believe. I do. I'm not going to tell you that I do believe, but I want to believe. And I want to go talk to this man. I want to go talk to the woman who says she talks to Elvis every day, though I'm afraid kind of for my life, because I'm not even making fun of it. Like, the reason we kind of do this with pop culture figures is because we obviously don't want them to have died. But now I'm intrigued. And I'm intrigued by theory.
You need to get Tyler on the phone, because his family is very close with the Presley family.
Right.
Like those that are left and those that are, you know. So talk to him first.
Yeah. I'd burn some bridges, certainly, if I make this movie. But I don't know. Someone shared a link to like a picture of this guy who they say was Elvis. And I'm like, whatever. And then it led me down like a real weird rabbit hole that I couldn't get myself
What's
out
his name
of.
Again?
Pastor Bob Joyce. And you can see a video of his son, who's an Elvis impersonator, and him singing the American Trilogy. And he pretends to not know the words, and then he like does it, and it's like, not a lot of people can sound like Elvis, so that's not too unique.
This is not Elvis.
I don't know. That brow line.
No.
Look, you.
Elvis had doughier eyes than this.
He's in his 80s now.
Yeah, but you don't lose doughy eyes with age.
Well, actually, they say that the older Elvis, there's two, because it was Jesse and Elvis. So sometimes you saw Jesse, who looked like the more a little bit chubbier version than the, because they're just theories. Look, I know we're kind of going into things that are totally probably not connecting with our audience, but I want to believe. If you hear him sing, you'll at least go, I don't know.
I'm looking at a side by side right now, and it doesn't match up.
Says who?
Says me.
Is Bart gone?
No, I'm just listening to you two. Listen.
All right.
Elvis is sensitive territory. I don't want to get in trouble with the. What? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're just a little robot-y. It's all right.
Oh, that's weird. Logan couldn't hear me, everybody.
So,
the audience must think we're nuts when we say that stuff. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't want to get whacked by the Memphis Mafia. No, I don't. I listen. I would love to believe that Elvis is still alive. I love Elvis Presley, but and I also, here's the thing: if he faked his death, whether he's alive now or dead now, if he faked it in 1977, would he really choose to like have his legacy be that he died in the bathroom with an impacted colon laying on the floor? You know, wouldn't you go out some other way? I don't know. I would think he would choose a little more noble way to fake it, you know? So,
this is true.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that statement, but I want to believe.
What was the movie where he faked his death, where he switched identities with somebody kind of halfway through his career, and so that guy then, with an impersonator, he switched identities with, I think it was, you know what it was? I think it was Bubba Hotep.
Yes.
Where he switched halfway through, he decided he was sick of it, and he found an impersonator that was really, really convincing, and switched identities with that guy, and then that guy actually the one that died in the bathroom.
That's what they kind of hypothesize with this, is that Jesse, his brother, was him during the latter years a lot of the time, and that's why look, I've always kind of thought this weirdly to myself, but I never really put it together. Is you do see older pictures of Elvis, and they don't necessarily always look like the same dude. But I always just kind of wrote that off as like, because like older Elvis, and then there were certain older Elvis that looked, there was like a really heavy Elvis who looked rougher and a little bit rounder. And there was sort of the Elvis that was still heavier, but was a little bit trimmer. It was a little bit more like Elvis. I don't know. There's a whole theory about the broken pinkies.
Huh? So there's another, who's it? Paul McCartney. There's a theory about this same thing with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Where Paul McCartney died in a car crash.
Right.
And then they found an impersonator and they just hired him. And now that's who is Paul McCartney.
Her name was Angela Lansbury.
And her name was Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, there's if you want to watch the worst documentary of all time, I don't even know if it should be legal to put out. It is supposed to be. I'm a huge Beatles fan, and I've dug all the Paul is Dead stuff up my whole life and always gone through it. And yeah, that one I think was just them playing jokes a lot of times, and then it got out of hand. But there is a documentary. They claim it's a documentary, and they claim it's the audio in the last will and testament of George Harrison, and it's clearly not him. It doesn't sound anything like him. And it's him talking about Paul, you know, the whole story of Paul is Dead. I think it's called Paul is Dead. And it may have been distributed by the same company that put out my movie, which is maybe the reason I saw it. And it is, it's horrible. It is the worst. And it was on Netflix for a long time, but I feel like they may have finally pulled it. Oh, yes. It's called Paul McCartney Really is Dead. The Last Testament of George Harrison. And it came out in 2010 by Gravitas Ventures. And this is what they claim at the beginning of the movie. In the summer of 2005, a package arrived from London with no return address. Inside were two mini cassette tapes dated December 30th, 1999, labeled The Last Testament of George Harrison. A voice identical to Harrison, which is not true at all, tells a shocking story. Paul McCartney was killed in a car crash in November of 1966, replaced with a double. However, the remaining Beatles tried to signal fans in clues in the covers and songs. So, don't watch this movie, but if you are interested in just the theory, they do break down kind of all the little things that are hidden.
Yeah. Like on Abbey Road, Paul's the only one not wearing shoes.
Right.
Or the only, yeah.
Or there's his face is covered with some sort of like a jester hat or a magician's hat on the drawings of Sergeant Pepper, that he is the person in the walrus costume, and they say that he is the walrus in Glass Onion, which the walrus is some sort of signal of death. Something to do with the way he holds his fingers. And they said the story is like it's a impersonator who is a policeman who they have pictures of, who does look like him, but I think it's just Paul. But yeah, there's a lot. There's actually a lot. If you're a conspiracy theorist, and then like if you play back one of the songs that says, "Turn me on, dead man," and they said mm-hmm. that's part of it. So there's a lot of weird, things in there. If you play this show backwards, I'm sure you'll hear a lot of things.
Yeah, you get to hear proof that Avril Lavigne is actually not Avril Lavigne anymore.
She's Avril Kroger, Chad Kroger's wife. Are they still together? No, they got back together. No. Are they back together?
Did they really?
I don't know. It's my favorite Canadian love relationship.
All I know is that that's another person that they say is not, they was replaced with a lookalike.
Avril Lavigne?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
That I want to know about now.
Yeah, there's a we know our conspiracy theories,
but like
Avril Lavigne,
yeah,
Katy Perry is what's her name, the little girl that went missing. Went missing as she was a like a pageant girl.
Oh, jeez, JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet, yeah.
Is
Katy Perry?
Oh, that's weird.
Oh yeah, no, there's some good ones out there.
But you know Katy Perry's real last name, don't you?
No.
It's Hudson. Her real name is Kate Hudson. Katie Hudson.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she was a Christian music singer.
Yeah, she was. They were of a traveling evangelists. Yeah.
She used to tour, and she used to date a lot of my friends. And they would tell you lots of stories about her, and very interesting. So I can kind of confirm that at least, unless she became a pop star and they switched her out when she was like 15, I can at least somewhat confirm.
She's not
JonBenet. That she's not JonBenet Ramsey. But that's a super.
Maybe there's a lot
super
of
dark one.
To this.
That one's crazy.
Yeah,
I prefer mine to be like Elvis is still alive. Mine's hopeful.
You know, when in the '90s there was a TV documentary, whatever thing. I mean, a tabloid type thing called the Elvis Files. It was a special. It was like a movie, a 2-hour special. And it was hosted. I think it was hosted by Bill Bixby, Incredible Hulk. But there was what they did all these reenactments, and one of their theories of why he was still alive, and this is what made me think of this. Was they had tape, actual audio tape, of Elvis in a recording session commenting on the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. And so they play the tape and they have like actors like reenacting it, and they got the Elvis guy in like very shadowy, you know, and he's obviously pretty big, looks like a big hefty guy. And like they're all playing music, they're tuning up something. All of a sudden, out of the blue, he stops and goes, "Wait a minute, man, wait a minute. Somebody just told me that President Reagan has been shot. And we want to just take a minute to send our thoughts and condolences to President Reagan and his family." And like,
for no reason.
I remember I was watching with my friend Kelly, who used to produce my podcast, and we both started cracking up. It was like, why would he stop in the middle of a recording session that no one knows about because he's supposed to be dead and send his condolences to the Reagan family?
Yeah, that no one will ever hear.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I know. I think it probably happens all the time. Hey, wait a minute, man.
Yeah.
That's a worse theory I've ever heard.
I mean, yeah, try to put a little thought into these things, these conspiracy theories, before you make them up, guys.
Maybe don't go too far.
Confused.
Yeah.
Maybe he, like, met Ronald Reagan at some point in his life.
Likely.
And
very
then,
likely.
Kennedy got shot, and he's like, oh, like, president, and then he couldn't remember who the president was because he's hopped up on drugs. And then, Ronald Reagan came out.
Fairly young Elvis. Well, I guess not really. Sort of middle-aged Elvis would have been around that time.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not...
But not when Reagan got...
No.
When Reagan was still making... Well, no, Reagan was a governor, I guess, when Elvis died.
So maybe you hear Ronald Reagan's the governor?
Wait a minute, man. Somebody told me the governor of California. He was running around with that chimpanzee, and now he's been shot.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Doc Brown, for some reason, pops in, makes a statement.
Oh,
well, guys, let me tell you. Oh, go ahead.
Somebody just got a speeding ticket in California for driving 88 miles per hour in his DeLorean.
I saw that.
That's hilarious. That I would have done that intentionally.
Yeah, but say, here's the thing.
That's a viral.
The DeLorean speedometer stops at 85 miles an hour.
Oh.
They had to make a new speedometer for the movie. They like drew more numbers on it.
To go up to 90? Let's see if you guys can do 90 or something like that.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You ever been in a DeLorean?
They pointed that out to me when I was...
Yeah.
Sorry. When I was at the DeLorean dealership, they pointed it out to me.
Yeah. About to ask if you... How do you fit in a DeLorean?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, I got into one. I was like, nope, never mind this thing.
Yeah. Once you get in it and you're like, in it, it's not bad.
But it's kind of tough.
It's
good because you're
tight.
Never getting out again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're above 5'4", you're probably uncomfortable getting in a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Doc Brown never looks super comfortable. Michael J. Fox looks fine. He looks happy. But
as a matter of fact, that Michael J. Fox was not fine. It said you're fired.
Yeah.
See what I did?
From Flea.
Michael J. Fox.
From Flea. Flea got him fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember then like a borderline like racist kind of character pops up. It's like, McFly! Like,
not even borderline. I mean, it's terrible. He called McFry! I was watching it the other day. Like, I can't believe they got away with this.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. Times were different.
Oh, man.
Well, boys, I'll tell you what's not a conspiracy. I got to go back to work.
We don't know that.
Ooh.
We don't know what you do during these non-hours.
You don't know what my work is. Maybe it's wet work.
Maybe
I, like Chuck Barris, am a CIA assassin. You don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you're living as a pastor in Nebraska.
That's true. If you had to pick what Chuck you'd be, which Chuck would you be?
What?
Like
Chuck Berry?
Chuck Barris. Chuck Berry. Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery. I like Chuck Woolery back in
Norris,
the
Norris.
Chuck
right?
Norris.
Well, Chuck Norris.
Chucky Finster. Chucky the Little Doll.
Oh.
I think that's
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Any other Chucks that we know of?
Did Charles Bronson ever go by Chuck? Chuck Bronson?
No, I don't think
Chuck
so.
Chuck Bronson.
He doesn't feel like a Chuck.
No, he doesn't like to be called Chuck or Charlie.
Pretty nice, though. Chuck Bronson's a good name.
Yeah. It is
Chuck
a good
Heston?
Name. Chuck.
It would say Chuck Heston?
Chuck Heston. Yeah.
I feel like it should be. I could see them calling him Chuck.
Yeah.
I think I'm leaning towards Chuck Woolery, though. That dude always looked tan and happy. Had the easiest job in the world. Just had to say, 2-2. We back in 2-2. So
here's
anyway,
to you, Woolery.
Here's to you, Woolery.
You won.
Is he still alive?
He is alive. Yes. And he is a...
This is going to be a new segment. Who's still alive on BLT?
Is Chuck Woolery still alive?
He is, and he tweets a lot about politics.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is he nuts? Is he bug nutty?
I don't know him well enough. No, I'm going to say no, he's not nuts. He's just an older gentleman probably on Twitter. With
Charles Herbert Woolery.
I used to make love connections.
Oh, Making Love Connections is a it needs to be his book.
Oh yeah, I can tell by the amount of wives he's had that he was making definite love connections.
I made a lot of love connections and then broke those connections.
Yeah.
Couldn't control my connections. That was the problem.
So he was the original host of Wheel of Fortune, then the Love Connection.
Oh, really?
Then wow. Scrabble, then Lingo, which I didn't know existed. And good for you, Chuck Willery. Enjoy your life. Hopefully we'll have you on here one day. He's from Ashland, Kentucky. That's not too far away.
How about go to Celebrity Net Worth? I want to know what a Chuck Willery is worth from a life of spent in 80s game shows.
Chuck Willery has been in the news. Let's just maybe, I just was just the show. Maybe we shouldn't comment too much more on Willery.
Yeah, I just got down to his political views section of the of
which
the Wikipedia.
Was only added like yesterday. So let's,
oh dear.
Let's end this, Chuck Willery. Good on you. Not good on you. We'll just,
we're going to stay away from it.
Yeah, let's just, well, Chuck Willery, God bless you. No, I don't even know what to say.
No, no. Maybe he needs some blessing.
Yes.
From God.
Let's just, he's making headlines. It's probably the first time in a while. So you know what, Chuck? I'm going to Chuck Finster then, number one.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically what you're saying is there's a reason Andy Cohen is now hosting Love Connection.
Not and cool. From the news, it seems like he might not actually like that Andy Cohen is
oh,
hosting
really?
The Love Connection. Yes.
I kind of love that I have no idea what you guys are reading, and I'm going to keep it that way.
This is not looking good.
No. Okay. Oh, Chuck.
He has clarified, by the way, on Twitter his thoughts, so, and they still aren't the best sounding.
I was going to say, is that better or worse? Oh, well.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter, but I just found out he does follow my family members, so I will try to reach out to Chuck. We'll have him on to clarify statements.
No, that's okay. I have a feeling he doesn't like your family members either.
I would assume that's the problem. He doesn't know. He's unclear of...
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I just sent that to you
there,
Mark.
Oh, bother.
All right.
Now I know what I've learned a lot this week just from what I haven't learned.
Chuck Willery? Love Connection.
Oh, well. That was a fun, interesting rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else before I conclude?
Well, I can't imagine it going anywhere else. That is
that's a good place to stop.
You what? Well, listen. Aside from dear old Chuck, we've learned that Tim doesn't like lasagna. I don't like ricotta cheese.
Hate it.
Logan likes Greek lasagna. It's all interesting information.
We would all like to try an Italian water buffalo.
We'd all like to try it. Yeah. We would like a pig and cow hybrid so we could have the perfect meatball.
Pow!
A pow.
The pow. Let's say the pow ball. We learned that Tim's going to space camp this week.
Yes.
Hopefully there won't be any mistakes like that movie and Tim ends up in orbit.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
You know, I shouldn't even ask this question, but did Space Camp, I can't remember, was that in Florida? Did they film that in Florida? Or was that Texas?
Alabama.
So there's two Space Camps, yeah. There was one in Florida. When I was younger, I went to it, and then now it's only in Alabama.
I think it takes place in Florida, maybe they shot it in Alabama, or it's the reverse of that.
Because here's an interesting thing. Leah Thompson, and that had to be somewhere, that movie came out after Jaws 3, I believe. Is interesting. Interesting of note for two reasons. Leah Thompson appeared in two movies about Florida-themed attractions, sort of, then. Space Camp and Jaws 3. But the weird thing is, weren't they all like teenagers, like in high school in Space Camp? Because that would mean Leah Thompson...
Except for Joaquin Phoenix, who's like a super kid.
Is he in that? Oh, gosh, I forgot. So Leah Thompson played like a 20-something bar floozy in Jaws 3, who also is a water skier. And then she went on to play a high school girl in Space Camp after the fact. I'm just putting things together in my head right now. That's all.
But that's what Tim gets to do tomorrow. He gets to go be a bartender.
No, he gets to go be an astronaut.
Oh. That's what my Wednesday is going to be too, right? Bart, what are you doing?
An aeronaut. Just coming to work.
I'm going to see Train. Oh, no. Top of that.
Oh, nice. I'm seeing him this summer, but yeah, I'm just working.
Okay, it was based in Florida.
Okay.
Based in Florida.
I don't know if it was actually filmed in Florida, but it says they went to the Kennedy Space Center, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Makes sense.
There you go.
And somehow Jaws 3 took place at SeaWorld, but it was also on the ocean. So, yeah. Go figure.
This Space Camp movie is said to be a marketing nightmare because it came out, what did it say? It said like 6 months after the Jaws, or after the Challenger accident.
Oh, that makes sense.
5 months.
It's a fun movie, though.
I wish it would have been.
It's worthwhile.
I wish it would have been the Jaws accident. That would have been so much better for everybody involved. All right, well, there, we've just learned something else. We learned that Space Camp came out after Jaws 3. They both took place in Florida. So, folks, I had a delicious sandwich for lunch. I don't
and
know
if you're
about
coming to go on the cruise.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
If you're coming to go on the cruise, go to the Kennedy Space Center and visit the Challenger exhibit because it's very moving.
Oh, before I didn't even think about that. That makes sense. Make an extra day of it.
Come on the cruise. Well, yeah. Yeah,
it's all sad.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
More, yeah, but definitely come on the cruise. There's still availability, correct?
Yeah, we had some people booked this weekend. So absolutely, there is. I mean, we'll have availability until the ship sells out. We just no longer can control the price. There are a few rooms still that I was able to negotiate out to keep the price where it is, but they can pull those back at any time. So by the time you're hearing this, they may be gone. I'm not sure. But yeah, there's still definitely rooms available on the cruise next March 7th through 10th. Do not book through Norwegian Cruise Line. Some people have done that and that has become a mess. Please book through us because it doesn't – you don't get in our group. You don't get the packages. And you don't get in our stuff. It's very difficult. So just book through us. Go to podcruise.com.
Go to podcruise.com. Don't go anywhere else.
Yes.
That's all you got to do, folks. No, that's not all you got to do. That's all you got to do at the end of the cruise. But you know what you got to do? You know what we hope you do, ladies and gentlemen? We hope you enjoy your lunch. Goodbye, gang.
Pow.
What a cow and a pig. What noise would it make?
I'm not dead. No.
I like that. No, I don't know what that was, but sure.
That was pretty close. Whatever that was, it was
good one, Tim.
All right.
Oh, that was just me clearing my throat.
I know, but that sounded like what a pig and a cow would do. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Big fly.
I'm going to stop recording.